You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back. Time to talk all things basketball with the one and only Kevin Lynch. Kevin, I'm gonna buzz through three different categories, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with the Timberwolves. Are they there for the long haul?
Long haul meaning this season?
Let's just say beyond being a play-in game, will they make the top six and have a playoff series?
Man, you start off with tough questions.
I know. I've been pondering this all day, and I thought, well, I'm just going to wait and ask Kevin.
Oh, man. God, I'm 50-50 on that one. That's...
You know what would be really weird is if they played the play-in game against the Lakers. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, because that could happen right now.
Yeah, you know, I keep, the last time I looked at the standings, the Lakers and Clippers are right underneath the Wolves, and I keep thinking, I mean, I thought before the season both of those teams were going to be right there as far as coming out of the West and getting the NBA championship, NBA finals.
Yeah.
But obviously with injuries and all sorts of other stuff, drama going on with both those teams, I just keep thinking one or both of those teams are going to make a little bit of a run, figure something out, and they're going to be tough for the Wolves to jump over. So, man, I don't know. I'll say they'll go in through the play-in system.
Yep.
Instead of getting those top six. That's just a guess. I hope. Hopefully I'm wrong, but we'll see.
And that's progress. Don't get me wrong. It's just that when you know, it's not like Wolves fans have been studying playoff formats the last couple of years,
Exactly.
It's all of a sudden you study and you go, so how does this work again? That they can get beat in one game? It's just, it's what they've added to give it more drama and everything else. Do you like it?
Yeah, I actually kind of do. You know, you got some people out there that they want the old system of the top eight teams and it just gets watered down. And you have people that think like that. I think this is good, this little play-in system to get those last two top eight, seven and eight seeds or whatever. I like it. It adds some spice to it. It changes it up a little bit. I know, Mike, the NBA has also talked about having like a mid-season kind of tournament like they do in soccer, in Europe or whatever, which I don't know how that would actually unfold, because then you'd have to start, taking away games, regular season games as far as 82. But I'm not sure I'm on board for that. But as far as the playoff and play-in system, I kind of like it. It makes it interesting.
It does make it interesting. And the Wolves are interesting right now. D'Angelo Russell. Will he play the rest of the games, and is that a big key as to how many games he plays the rest of the way?
You're asking me, do I think he's going to play the rest of the games? I think so. I mean, I think for the most part he's pretty healthy. I'll say yes. I'll say yes, he will.
And how important is he to this team?
Well, he's a bit of a wild card. You kind of have Towns, who's been playing amazing, and Edwards, when he's healthy. I know he's kind of dealing with his knee injury. He seems to be a pretty, when he's healthy, a consistent kind of guy that you can count on. Russell, it's been a little bit different. he's been somewhat up and down, and that gets frustrating at times. But he can get hot, and he can give you 25 or 30 on certain nights, yeah. And that's something you have to prepare for if you're one of the Wolves' opponents the rest of the season or in a playoff series or whatever. So, yeah, I think he's a guy you have to get ready for. Otherwise, he can get hot. So he's a guy that – but he's unpredictable, yep. And that makes it frustrating at times. He doesn't always play great defense, which is frustrating at times. But when he gets going, he's got to be somebody you have to worry about if you're an opponent.
Kevin Lynch is our guest. The Gophers, have they had a good season because they've been competitive, or how would you rank it? That's a tough one, too, isn't it?
Man, where are you getting these questions? That's what I want to know. Seriously.
Steve Thompson sent them to me. He said, ask Kevin these questions.
Man.
Because, everybody gets caught up in the, boy, they're in every game. And then you go, well, if you're in every game but you don't win, then does it really matter that you're in every game? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Listen, when I've watched that team play this year, I mean, I just see a team that doesn't have a ton of firepower. They don't have much size. They need more talent. So, and that's kind of how it works, it seems like, in the Big Ten. You can, especially when you're at home, you can, you know, stick with good teams. You can challenge them. You're going to win a couple of them, you know, if you have enough, you know, players. But for the most part, you're going to kind of sink down the stretch in most of these games, even at home. So they need more talent. They need more size. It just drives me nuts, these teams that, you know, they put a guy 6'5" in and he's guarding centers and he's just tiny. It just doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work. And explain, though, I mean, how physical the Big Ten is, because you don't realize how physical it is until you see a team that's really physical.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was, you know, when I was in college at Minnesota, you know, we'd be kind of waxing a lot of these non-conference teams, and you're feeling good about yourself, and you get the Big Ten season would start, and you get some of the heavyweights on your schedule, you know, at Purdue or Michigan or Michigan State, you know, teams like that, Ohio State. You kind of get knocked back a little bit. It's just a different level, and I know that's such a cliche, but that was my experience, and I think it's still like that, and it seems like the last chunk of years, the Big Ten has been really good for the most part, so yeah, you get those horses coming in on your schedule and the conference schedule, and it changes. It's a different type of opponent and type of players you're going against, and it's still like that.
Kevin Lynch is our guest. Kevin, you get to see a lot of high school basketball during the year. Who has impressed you the most in terms of teams and players that you've seen?
Well, let's see. Park Center, obviously, they're ranked number one right now. I saw them play against Edina early this season, like the very first couple games. They played at Edina. I went to that game. Park Center's, they don't have a ton of size, but they got a bunch of guys, 6'4", 6'5", that are athletes that can shoot. So, yeah, they're going to be a handful for – they're going to be right there. I think Shakopee, Mike.
Yeah.
Shakopee is one of the better teams. They've kind of flown under the radar a little bit. You know, they lost a couple games, but – Shakopee's very good. I think Creighton is pretty tough as well. The team that you got to keep your eye on, at least right now and next year, is Lakeville North. I mean, they got a great coach in John Oxton.
Yep.
And they got a ton of juniors. They got, you know, Trevor Winter's son, Nolan Winter, who's 6'10". He's a junior, but they're almost all juniors. So I don't know if they're going to challenge that. They're going to have a chance to get to the state tournament this year. I'm not sure they're ready to win it, but next year, Lakeville North, they're huge. You should look at their roster, 6'10", 6'8", 6'7". They got a bunch of guys, 6'5", and 6'6". And Lakeville North is going to be interesting this year and next year.
So they just need good guard play, and they're good, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're mostly sophomores and juniors. They got a couple seniors that play, but they look like a team that's got a ton of talent, but they just don't have that that toughness that you get from, you know, getting knocked around enough. Right now they just play on talent. Next year when they're all older and they're, you know, they're all seniors, they're going to get that grittiness that you kind of need to finish off opponents. They're going to be a real handful next year.
You know, the team that beat them badly and that I saw play one night and I couldn't believe how good they were was Farmington. Now, they've been all over the map, and I think they had an injury to a key player recently, and they started kind of slow, and then they won a bunch. I saw them beat Eden Prairie by 30, and it was a five-point game at half, and they just, I mean, it was over. And they did the same thing to Lakeville North and to some other teams. They play Eastview tomorrow, is a really good team. But when I saw them that night, I said, how has anybody beat this team? And I see that they do get beat, but, you know, I go, wow, I don't want them on the schedule, you know?
Yeah, no, if Farmington, boy, the South Suburban's really good. You got Lakeville North, you got Shakopee, East Farmington. I've actually not seen Farmington play yet this year, and typically I'd try to get down there to see him, but Eastview is really good, too, so that conference is always pretty stacked. But, yeah, Farmington, you know, I'm friends with one of the one of the assistant coaches at Eden Prairie, and he texted me like a week or two ago about, I asked him who are the best teams he played, and I figured he'd say, you know, whether Hopkins or YZ, both those are good teams, but he said Farmington.
Yeah.
And I had been noticing how Farmington has been beating good teams. I just haven't seen them myself, but again, Eastview is good too, so there's a lot of competition, but I got to go out and see Farmington play before the regular season's done.
Yeah, it's a fun time of the year. You just enjoy watching basketball, don't you? Good basketball.
Yeah, I do. I'm really into high school hoops. I love it. Part of it's because I had such a great high school experience and we had success when I was in high school.
Yep.
But I just love high school basketball because if it's played right and it's with a coach and kids that have come up together, it's not all this recruiting and open enrollment and kids moving around. It's win or lose, Mike, with the kids from the neighborhood. And when teams win with kids that have grown up together instead of moving in at the last second, then I get excited, and I like that those situations.
Kevin, appreciate it very much. I'll see you at the health club soon.
Sounds good, Mike. I got some more dragon stories to tell you, but that'll be for a later.
Oh, yeah. Day. I got to catch up on the dragon. Is he out of his COVID cocoon, or how's he doing?
No, he's still in the cocoon. He's kind of been off the radar and off the grid.
Off the grid, yeah. We got to get him back, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You bet.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.